the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us with another episode of this program and on the birthday anniversary of a great personality. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world, especially Shia Muslims. Congratulations.
Kul أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Today, Saturday, is the 13th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is a great Eid for all Shia Muslims all around the world. Congratulations!
هذا حديث قاله محمد
يا علي
يا أبيه وهو حديث مسند
يا علي.
هذا حديث قاله محمد
يا علي
يا أبيه وهو حديث مسند
يا علي.
The birth of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, took place under unique circumstances inside the Holy Kaaba at Mecca on the 13th of Rajab. The age of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at the birth of Imam Ali was almost 30 years. It is considered unique because no prophet or saint has ever been born in a holy sanctuary. Fatima bint Asad, the expectant mother of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, was praying outside the Holy Kaaba when she suddenly felt the labor pains and prayed to Allah, saying, "O Allah, I believe in you and in the messengers and the scriptures you have sent. I believe in what have been said by my grandfather, Prophet Abraham, who built the ancient house, Holy Kaaba. So for the sake of the builder of this house, and for the sake of the child in my womb, I implore you to make my labor easy." Just then the wall of the holy sanctuary opened miraculously. As she stepped in, the wall closed behind her. Shortly after that, she gave birth to her baby. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam has been described as having been found like a priceless pearl in the shell of the Holy Kaaba, or a sword in the sheath of Allah's house, or as a lamb found in Allah's abode shedding light all around. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is today's special. On a very special occasion, today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Congratulations on this great Eid.
So on the one hand, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's able to combine these two antithetical qualities, supreme knowledge with this down-to-earth attitude, this sociability. And the Imam alayhi salam, he had great political power. He had Baytul Mal under his control. You know, people, when they get access to money, all of a sudden what happens? You see they start wearing the nicest clothes, they start buying the best cars, they live in mansions. People who have access to money, they show it. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, you think Amir al-Mu'mineen was poor? Amir al-Mu'mineen was not poor. He was high in production, but he was very low in consumption. He used to give. After the assassination of Uthman, the entire ummah surrounded his house. This is probably the first time in history where the people are begging someone to be the Khalifa. Usually, you know, today people, they have to campaign, they have to try to convince you, please vote for me. Amir al-Mu'mineen, they were begging him. They begged him. And they all came from all around the Islamic Empire to pay allegiance to him.
Let us rejoice indeed,
Sincerity of deeds is the key to salvation. One of the key personality traits of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, is sincerity. Sincerity in essence means purity of intention against polytheism, hypocrisy, and sensual desires on the one hand, and having pure love and affection on the other. Sincerity, in other words, means rejection of hypocrisy. Hence, a sincere person is one who seeks nothing but divine satisfaction and pleasure of Allah the Almighty in his deed and creed. As a perfect person who gave priority to obedience to Allah over his personal desires, Imam Ali alayhi salam believes that human salvation lies in sincerity and says, "Be sincere to be saved." He was a symbol and manifestation of pureness and sincerity. He spent his lifetime for promotion of his beliefs and stayed with his followers until the last moment. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Shia's first Imam, and all Shia Muslims all around the world celebrate this great Eid.
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
In this part, we look at life lessons from Nahjul Balagha. Always keep yourself level-headed. Imam Ali said, "Your aim, reward, or punishment is before you. Behind your back is the hour of resurrection, which is driving you on. Keep yourself light and overtake the forward ones. Your last ones are being awaited by the first ones who have preceded. Remember, your ultimate goal in life is success in religion and meeting your Lord with that element of peace." In such a small words, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib has made life so simple and has put it in a nutshell where we know what our aims are. We know our obstacles as well as our final destination, so keep working towards that. Let the day of resurrection drive you on to achieve accolades in this world as well as nourish your soul at the same time for the hereafter. By reminding yourself of your ultimate aims in life, you will keep yourself grounded and have a clear path to tackle any issue or problem you have with destination and a clear solution.
On the day in which Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam rose to power and he ruled as the Khalifa, he reminded the people that, "Look, don't think that now that I've become the Khalifa, I am interested in this world. No, I am not interested in this world. But now it's my obligation. Now that I see supporters and I see people asking me to lead them, it's now my obligation. لولا حضور الحاضر وقيام الحجة بوجود الناصر لألقيت حبلها على غاربها." I would have abandoned this world if it weren't for you supporters who are pressuring me to become the Khalifa. وَلَأَلْفَيْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ هَذِهِ أَهْوَنُ عِنْدِي مِنْ عَفْطَةِ عَنْزِ. Let me tell you, O people who have now elected me to become your Khalifa, this world of yours, which you're so obsessed with, you know how I view it? This is how the Imam alayhi salam used to view it. He says, to me, it's more worthless than the sneeze of a goat. Allahu Akbar. See the description. What is the value of the sneeze of a goat? Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, this world, in my eyes, is more worthless than the sneeze of a goat. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And when he became the Khalifa, you know what he did? The only ruler who I think did this in history. When he was in the mosque and people flocked to him by the thousands, giving him bay'ah and allegiance, he made a call. He asked his companions and sons, he told them, go break into these lines and make an announcement. If there is anyone who does not want to give me bay'ah, let him say so. I'm not forcing anyone, not even a single person, to pledge allegiance to me, to elect me as the Khalifa. No. And they went and made an announcement. Not a single person stood and said, you know what? I don't like the rule of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Everyone gave allegiance to him. This is a democratically elected leader 100%. Show me a leader in history who was elected 100%. Everyone in the mosque and in the surrounding areas, they said, no, Allah is witness, is our witness, that we accept the rule of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. We shall obey him just like we obeyed the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
That's all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And again, congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on a big Eid. That is birthday anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Congratulations and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدار 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 يا حيدار 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 حيدار حيدار
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and our heartiest congratulations to all on the blessed birth anniversary of the gateway of the City of Knowledge, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Let us reflect on food for thought as bequeathed to us by the only person who was born in God's symbolic house, the Holy Kaaba in Mecca. O people, beware of fondness of this world, because it is the head of every sin, the door to every misfortune, the companion of every sedition, and the caller to every disaster.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted about Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is a hadith which Imam Ali alayhi salam himself mentioned. As you know, this is the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's also Father's Day, and we also know that this is the days in which the i'tikaf commences, you know, the 3 days in which people stay in the mosque and fast and worship Allah. Because of this, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day. You know, we don't need to remind our listeners that, you know, the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam is one of those miraculous events in the history of Islam. As you know, the mother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, at this time she was performing the pilgrimage. When the pangs of birth, she experienced them, you know, the walls of the Kaaba, they opened up and she entered it, stayed there for a number of days, and then when she exited it, she came, you know, bearing the noble Imam in her arms, and you know, and so this is a very happy day, especially for all of the lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the lovers of knowledge, because we know that one of Imam Ali's alayhi salam's his virtues was his the extremity and the enormity, immensity of his knowledge about everything, about God, about about the universe. And one of the hadith in which he mentions his own knowledge is the following verse, the following hadith in which he says the following. This hadith is a part of a sermon which he gave after having been pledged allegiance to as the caliph, meaning after people paid allegiance to him as the caliph. He said, "O people, ask me before you lose me. Ask me, for I have the knowledge of the past and the future. By Allah, if I was to set up to judge, I would certainly judge for the people of the Torah with their Torah itself." He then said, "Ask me before you lose me. By He who split the seed and originated man, were you to ask me about each and every verse of the Quran, I would inform you when the verse was revealed and the reason for its revelation." And Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "I am fused with a hidden knowledge such that were I to disclose it, you would be shaking like ropes hanging from a bucket in a deep well." Right? So, and also there's a famous hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported to have said, "I am the city of knowledge, ana madinatul ilm, and Ali is its gate, wa aliyun babuha. If somebody desires to enter this city, it's necessary for him to enter that city from its door," meaning from via Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali's knowledge in his own words. Once again, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Here again, we are with some of the students of Xavier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider, and also Hassan Nasrullah.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So today, inshallah, we will be working on Ayah 267 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 45. On page 45. So,
Let's everyone listen to the recitation once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
ما شاء الله, nice recitation. I will be inshallah reciting this ayah once. Make sure you listen carefully and repeat, okay? Brothers and sisters, turn to page 45, ayah 267 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض
ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه
ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه
واعلموا أن الله غني حميد
واعلموا أن الله غني حميد
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty says that all people who believe أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم spend or donate of the good things you have earned of the pure things, طيبات. Okay, I'll explain. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ and donate of what we bring forth for you from the earth. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. Okay, and do not be of the mind to give the bad part of what we have given you or what you have earned. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ For because you yourself would not take it, the bad part. إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ Unless you overlook it, unless you become really in a bad situation. Unless you're forced to. وَاعْلَمُوا And know that Allah is غَنِيٌّ All-sufficient and all-laudable. So, guys, one important message I want to tell you, then inshallah we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Sometimes we have a lot of things, okay? We have a lot of things. So we can be like those people who donate. From what they have, they donate, okay? But sometimes there are some types of people, okay, who donate. But what do they donate? They donate the worst thing they have. Yes, they donate the worst things they have. For example, I buy, if I'm, God forbid, such a person, I buy a kilo of, 1 kilo of apple. Okay, 1 kilo of apple. So I got good apples. I got like root and apple as well. So I walk on the street. I'm walking on the street. Someone comes to me and he says, he's begging, please, can you help me? So I search in the plastic. So two cases, I can be two types of person. One, I can give the better ones to that person. Second, I can give the worst ones, the ripped ones. The rotten ones. Okay? The rotten ones I can give him. So which one is better?
The fresh better ones.
One. The fresh ones. But not the?
Rotten ones.
Rotten ones. Yes? The fresh ones are better. So Allah Almighty says, donate from those who are pure, who are tahir, who are tayyib, and which are good, the good ones, not the bad ones. It doesn't mean that you have to. Look, it doesn't mean that you have to donate. No. Allah Almighty says, if you donate, donate from the good ones, not from the bad ones. Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, donated what?
Her
dress.
Yeah.
Her wedding dress, which was the best, which is the best thing for a bride, yes?
Yeah.
For a lady when on her wedding. So لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. She donated from what she loved that night, but she donated it. She could donate an old dress to that poor lady, but she did. She gave the best one in order to fight the stinginess. Yes? In order to fight. These ladies are right, someone special. We have to learn lessons from her. All right? So guys, that's all. We should remember that Allah Almighty knows. He is all sufficient. Even if you give the old apples, not the fresh ones, Allah knows. Allah will compensate him with something better, okay? But you will be judged in the Day of Judgment. So guys, that's all. Remember, okay? Inshallah, whenever you want to donate, try to donate the best things that you have, or the good things at least, okay? At least the good things. Donate. Do not donate the bad things that they do not like, or you even do not like it.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information. Let's go to the Tajweed rules now. We have less time, some minutes left. Inshallah, we'll do the Tajweed rules. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. We have worked on these words a lot, okay? The Tajweed rules. You know, we will not repeat them. Anfiqu. Nun sakin plus fa. We have done this a lot. Ikhfa. Min tayyibati. Again, ikhfa. Nun sakin plus ta. Min tayyibati. Those who are familiar with Tajweed rules, they know what ikhfa means. Ma kasabtum ba sakin qalqala. Bounce the sound. Ma kasabtum. Bouncing sound, yes?
Yes.
Wa mimma. Min mushad. Minma, actually. Idgham is done here, applied here. Minma, mimma. With. Is it with nasal sound or without?
With
nasal sound. Mimma akhrajna akhraj qalqala akhrajna lakum mim plus mim. Mim sakin plus mim.
Idgham mithlain.
Idgham mithlain. 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 Yes. Idgham mithlain lakum min al-arud. Sila tells you.
Continuing is better than
If you continue, it's better than stopping here. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ. Skip the wow mat as well. تَيَمَّمُوا Quickly join it. تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. We mentioned the rules, إِخْفَاء and إِظْهَار. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِي. لَسْتُمْ مِمْ سَاكِنْ plus ba.
إِقْلَق.
No, that's noon sakin plus ba.
Ikhfa.
إخفاء ولستم بآخذيه right بآخذيه
yes.
إلا أن تغمضوا إخفاء تغمضوا فيه جيم أها علي ناصر what does that جيم say what does it indicate
you can stop
you can stop it's jais yeah. you're allowed to stop you got yeah. two options stop or continue
no right? better one both are equal
yeah yeah both yeah. are equal وَعْلَمُوا is the mad wajib?
No.
No, the mad is not wajib, yes. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ أَنَّ اللَّهَ nasal sound. Allah, lam is pronounced with a heavy sound. غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ تَنْوِين plus ha, إِظْهَار. That's all from this ayah, the tajweed rules, the important ones, alhamdulillah, we mentioned, we explained it a bit about the tafsir. Make sure you refer to the tafsir book, inshallah, for more explanations and also practice the tajweed rules. That's all from us, brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to listening to IRIB English Radio. We really recommend you stay with us, inshallah. We are here with you every day with one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we'll continue with the rest of the surahs. Inshallah, we'll work the tajweed rules with you. Please stay with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools as well for cooperation. Thanks to Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider for being with us in this session. Thank you so much. We'll see you next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua al-Kumail the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa azami sifatika wa asma'ik. أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي واجبة
وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb, أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك, my Lord. I ask you by your truth, your holiness, and the greatness of your attributes and names, أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورة. That you make my times in night and the day inhabited by your remembrance, وبخدمتك موصولة, and joined to your service, وأعمالي عندك مقبولة, and my acts acceptable to you, so that all my acts and my prayers may all be a single litany, حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدة. We mentioned some of the conditions of acceptance of our deeds, and we also explained that our traditions, our supplications and whispered prayers of the Ahlul Bayt are replete with instances of the Ahlul Bayt introducing us these conditions and prerequisites. We mentioned that the most important thing, or sometimes even the definition of acceptance of our deeds, is sincerity, doing the action merely for the sake of Allah and no one else. Now, sincerity has got many facets and aspects, one of which is sincerity in love of the Almighty Allah. In the previous episode, we tried to address one important question. From where should we draw this love of the Almighty Allah? Briefly answering to that question, we mentioned that Allah Himself is the source of this love and its origin. But the point is that there are some different categories to be mentioned regarding this question. The first point, what we explained in the previous episode, was that Almighty Allah is the one who loves His servant. The second point that we were explaining was the fact that Almighty Allah is the one who confers upon His servants His love and affection. In the Munajatul Mu'tasimeen, or those who seek refuge, he alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin says, I ask you to assign over us a protector through which you will deliver us from the destructions, turn aside from us blights, and hide us from the striking of great afflictions, and to send us some of those tranquility, to wrap our faces in the lights of love for you, to give us heaven in your strong pillar, and to gather us under the wings of your protection by your mercy and your clemency, O most merciful of the merciful. Again, in the Munajat al-Zahideen, or the abstainers, he alayhi salam says, O Allah, induce us to renounce it and keep us safe from it by your giving us success and by your protecting us from sins. Strip from us the robes of opposing you and attend to our affairs through your good sufficiency. Amplify our increase from the boundless plenty of your mercy.
Oh my Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I beseech you by your glory and honor, by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time day and night in your remembrance by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be acceptable to you, so much so that all my actions and offerings may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of constant and perpetual service to you, O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress.
Thank you, Allah. us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow.
The ocean of dua.
Also, in the supplement mentioned by Sayyid ibn Tawus to the supplication of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah, the Imam alayhi salam supplicates to Allah with these verses. How can your existence be proved through him who is dependent on you? Does other than you have an appearance which you do not possess, such that he would become the one to expose you? When you have become invisible, such that you have needed a proof to point you out? And when have you been so far away, such that the effects and athar would lead us to you? Blind is the eye which does not see you watchful over itself. And the ideal of one whom you have not given a share out of your love is in loss. Guide me to your light. Make me stand before you with true servanthood, and protect me through your protected secret, and make me travel on the roads of the people of attraction. O Allah, suffice me from planning for myself through your planning for me, and from my choice through your choosing for me, and keep me away from cases of anxiety and restlessness. These are the parts of Imam Hussein alayhi salam explaining how important this sincerity is. These are the signs of sincerity seen in the supplications, in the whispered prayers of Ahlul Bayt, and in this case, in the supplication of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. Think about the ass in the lion's skin, and come to listen to our today's story. An ass found a lion's skin left in the forest by a hunter. He dressed himself in it and amused himself by hiding in a thicket and rushing out suddenly at the animals who passed that way. All took to their heels the moment they saw him. The ass was so pleased to see the animals running away from him just as if he were King Lion himself that he could not keep from expressing his delight by a loud, harsh bray. A fox who ran with the rest stopped short as soon as he heard the voice. Approaching the ass, he said with a laugh, "If you had kept your mouth shut, you well might have frightened me too, but you gave yourself away with that silly bray." A fool may deceive by his dress and appearance, but his words will soon show what he really is.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Lantern, and this is Beta at your service. A new story, a new day, a new perspective, and a new life. The story of today is the story of everyday life which we are facing in modern world. You know, the ass under the lion's skin. I think we saw many of these people around us, which they actually wanted to deceive us with their beautiful appearance. And when they open their mouth, you are like shocked. Oh, come on. It was that person who was speaking? And this feeling of being shocked, which I've went through so much in everyday life, is somehow really bothering because you didn't expect that person with that beautiful appearance to speak like that. We have many beautiful literature, actually issues in that area, and also some hadith and so on in our religion, which I want to start with one of the most beautiful sentences of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Al-mar'u makhbu'u tahta lisanihi. Man is hidden under his tongue. Here, al-mar', which means man, literally, is actually pointing to the persona and personality of and value of a person.